Ghostin' is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghostin'.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So we got Carter. You know what? I have to respect Carter, and I think this is the way you should date. Lined up multiple dates on Zoom on the same day.
Yeah.
Because why not? Right, Carter?
It seemed like a really good idea at the time.
Yeah. But the first one didn't go so well, right?
It did not. Oh. Didn't go well at all. Both parties completely uninterested.
Yeah.
Bored. Zero chemistry.
Okay.
But number two was Haley. This ends in a ghosting, but it starts okay, right?
I mean, it actually started a little bumpy, and that was on me.
Okay.
Because I was, you know, a little disaster from that first one had me down, but she worked me back up. I was like, yeah, all right, this is going good.
Okay.
And then suddenly we're having a good time, and I thought we had something, had a little connection, and I really thought I was killing it with Haley by the end, and I guess something went wrong.
Did you accidentally maybe call her by the first person's name?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the first person's name?
Well, her name was Gloria.
Did you call her Gloria?
I don't think I did.
Okay, all right, okay. All right, well.
Let's give him some anxiety.
Well, overthink about that.
So there's nothing that you think, hey, it could have been this moment, it could have been that moment that stands out to you?
No, I really think, like, after the first little chunk of the date, we were really getting along, having fun. I thought I was charming her.
All right.
And just didn't happen. Just never got a second shot. Never texted me back.
So what we are going to do with Carter is we are going to call Haley with Carter listening on the phone and see why she hasn't returned any of those. Now, she won't know Carter's there. So this is going to be exciting. We'll get to it next.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
If you haven't met Carter, sounds like a pretty good guy. And he's a smart guy. Stacked a couple of dates on the same day. The first one was terrible. The second one, though, he kind of went in and was like, oh, this was depressing. And she brought him up in his words. But then, Carter, Haley never called you back.
She did not.
No text messages. Nothing.
Not even a whisper.
All right. So that's not great.
Yeah.
But we could still find out that it could be something small. Oftentimes it is. Carter, however, sometimes these answers can be like really, really bad.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to hear them?
I don't think it'll be that bad. I mean, let's see what happens.
I like that confidence. Yeah.
How could it be that bad, right? Yeah, that's a good. Sometimes you get ghosted and you're like, it's got to be something.
Yeah.
It's got to be them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's get into it. Let's call Haley.
Hello?
Hi there. We're looking for Haley.
Hi. Yeah, this is Haley. Who's this?
Haley, it's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
May I ask why you're calling me?
Sure, of course. We're on a bit of a fact-finding mission. Got a couple questions for you about a ghosting in your area. We hear it's a hot spot.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, you know,
she's so sketched out.
All right. You know Carter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you ghost him?
I mean, he's just not my vibe. I'm not really into, like, the whole magic thing, so.
The whole magic thing?
Yeah. I mean, I had a Zoom date with Carter. That's why you're calling, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What kind of magic?
Well, he pulled out a deck of cards.
Oh, no.
He did several magic tricks for me.
Incredible.
And, I mean, I don't know if he could see the eye roll that I gave him.
Oh.
But I think I even groaned at one point. I'm not really into guys that use magic tricks.
Magic men, not into
girls.
Okay.
Ring, ring. It's Chris Angel calling. Are you sure about that?
He's pretty hot.
Exactly.
Wow.
Like,
so, was Carter wearing an Affliction t-shirt by chance?
Stop.
Did he keep whispering, are you ready? Right before he pulled out a card trick?
All right. So, Haley, we were calling to offer you a second date that we would pick up. We'll foot the bill for it if you'd like to reconnect with Carter, but completely understand if it's not your vibe. So let us know. Do you think you'd want to go on another date with him, or is it just not for you?
No. I'm sorry. It's just not for me.
Okay.
That's really nice of you guys.
No.
But I just not into it.
Not everyone is for everyone else.
Exactly.
Right?
That's so, very fair.
So, Haley, we appreciate your honesty this morning, and we're going to let you go, okay?
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Take care. Good one.
Ciao. Okay, and her line is dead. Carter.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You didn't mention the magic, man.
Brought the cards.
Well, you know, I think she's got it all wrong, you
okay.
know?
Tell us
you
more.
Know, before the pandemic, I break out the deck of cards at the bars, and girls would be so impressed with the trick.
I bet they
would.
I
get numbers all the time. I guess maybe magic doesn't translate over Zoom.
Yep.
Maybe not. I don't think he's wrong. I remember being at a bar once, and there was a couple of magicians, and they were doing tricks, and they were surrounded by people.
Really?
It's really hard to do. Yeah, it's quite impressive.
And that was the reason I went home alone that night.
It was the magicians.
It was magicians.
Yeah, okay, well, listen, Carter, everybody's got their thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it just wasn't her thing, so you just move on. I mean, listen, it's not like you're having trouble tracking these Zoom dates down, apparently. Yeah. You can stack them in a day.
I got three more tomorrow.
All right. Oh! Yeah. So what are we even doing this call for? Carter, best of luck, but I guess you don't need it, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right.